to do the delayed strum there, don't I? There we go.
I'll have to move this down just a bit. Hey, good evening to you guys. A little different service. If you have a Bible, very quickly, if you'd open to Luke chapter 17. In Luke 17, starting in verse 11, I'll read it for you. I have little kids too, I know this. I've got to make it brief. And verse 11, it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And verse 15, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his feet, face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said, verse 19, Arise, go your way, your faith has made thee whole. These lepers, as you guys know, would have a disease that would cause them to be separated from their families relationally. No one wanted to get the disease. They would be cast out of the temple spiritually, not allowed to go in and pray to God in the temple. They would be shunned socially, and their body would begin to decompose. It was a brutal disease. And that decomposition would start with their hands and their nose and their ears first. You could see it very quickly, very plainly, that these were lepers. And here Jesus cures 10 lepers of the worst possible disease that was known at that time. And only one of them returns to say thanks. 9 of the 10, they didn't even bother. And I started thinking about why wouldn't somebody that was healed from a disease as brutal as leprosy not find the time or the energy to go say thanks? And I really couldn't figure it out. Could be that they thought to themselves, Jesus already knows. He already knows that I'm thankful. Could be that they said, well, maybe he didn't actually heal me. I think I was starting to get better on my own anyways. I don't know why they didn't, 9 of them didn't choose to say thanks, but I do know this. It mattered to Jesus. Jesus points it out here. He says, where are the other 9? I healed 10, and there's only one that comes back. It mattered to Jesus. Thanksgiving matters to Jesus. It matters to me, too. See, on Christmas Day, when I give a gift to my daughters, I want them to know I bought it for them. Honey, I bought you that pink princess castle with the surround sound CD and karaoke player. It was me. That's right. I don't want some overweight guy in a red dress getting credit. I want the credit. The reason for that is simple. When I give something to my daughters, it shows them that I've been thinking about them. Carissa, Isabella, Gabrielle, she probably doesn't know yet, she's 4 months old. You're on my mind. I'm thinking about you. And when I thought about you, I wanted to give you a gift. And they reciprocate that. On that same Christmas day, inevitably, some point during that day, they'll climb up into my lap. Carissa will, Isabella will, and they'll say, thanks, Dad. Thanks for the pink princess castle with the surround CD and karaoke player. Thanks, Dad. It matters to me. It matters to me because I want them to know that I'm thinking about them, and then I want them to reciprocate that they're thinking about me. And what is very interesting about those two words, think and thank, is they come from the same root word in our language. It's an old Nordic word. I won't even try to pronounce it. But it's the same root word. And if you really analyze that, it makes sense. Because if you begin to think about somebody and what they've meant to you and what they've done for you, it will inevitably lead to thanksgiving. Wow, man, whether it's Jesus, whether it's your wife, whether it's your parents, whoever you begin to think about that has had an impact on your life, it will lead to thanksgiving. The thought is inward, the thanks is expressed outward. And I believe these 10 got healed, and then they got real busy with life. Man, I get to go back to my family. I get to go into the market and buy things. I get to go back to the temple. Wow, I'm so blessed. And they never gave Jesus a second thought. They went right on with their lives. This one leper, though, he thinks about it. Wow, it was Jesus who healed me. And he goes back, and look what he gets, verse 19. And he said unto him, Jesus said to this leper, arise, go your way, your faith hath made thee whole. The 9 were healed, the 1 was made whole. The 9 were physically made clean, this 1 was made spiritually clean. Something happens, and we touched on it a little bit on Sunday, in Thanksgiving. There's something inside of you that takes place, a wholeness that is created. And during these next 2 songs, I want us to consider what Jesus has done for us. Let's not be the 9. Let's be the 1. And during these songs, as we sing about Thanksgiving, really, really think through your life. Analyze what Jesus has done for you, and then give him thanks as we sing.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Here I am once again to pour out my heart, for I know that you hear every cry. No matter what state my heart is in, you are faithful to answer with words that are true and a hope that is real. As I feel your touch, you bring a freedom to all that's within. In the safety of this place, I'm longing to pour out my heart, say that I love you. Pour out my heart, say that I need you. Pour out my heart, say that I'm thankful. Pour out my heart, say that you're wonderful. I know that you hear every cry. You are listening. No matter what state my heart is in, you are faithful to answer. Words that are true and a hope that is real as I feel your touch. You bring a freedom to all that's within. In the safety of this place, I'm longing to pour out my heart. Say that I love you, pour out my heart. Say that I need you, pour out my heart. Say that I'm thankful, pour out my heart. Say that you're wonderful. Say that you're wonderful. Say that you're wonderful.
If you still have your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 for our final little Thanksgiving segment. 2 Corinthians 9, starting in verse 11 to the end of that chapter. Second Corinthians 9:11, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. While by the experiment or experience of this ministry, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. And verse 15 is the key. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. We see in this little chapter, these couple verses rather, for the believer, all thanksgiving flows out of the gift of Jesus Christ. That God would be so generous to give of his very own son for you and for me. For that, Paul would say, this Greek theologian, this wordsmith, he would say it's unspeakable. I can't even put it into words. It's so amazing. It's an unspeakable gift. It's hard to put into words what was done 2,000 years ago for you and for me. But one thing that interested me about these words used in verse 11 and 12 for thanksgiving, it's the Greek word eucharisto. That may ring a bell. Orthodox churches call their communion the Eucharist. It is the thanksgiving. And while it's unspeakable, we can't even put into words the gift of Jesus Christ. Maybe this act of communion helps us visualize it. It gives us a picture of what was done. The body of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, being broken. The cup representing the blood that was spilled for us. Maybe that's why we can get a better grasp on it through communion. That's why the Orthodox Church would say it's the Eucharist. It's the thanksgiving. We give thanks because of this unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ. It gives us a view of communion, or of what was done for us, communion does. So we as a body are going to take communion together. So the boys are going to come out, bring out the communion, pass it out to us, and we're going to take it together after a song or two once it's all passed out.
The nails in your hands, the nails in your feet. They tell me how much you love me. The thorns on your brow, they tell me how you bore so much shame to love me. Until the heavens pass away, all your scars will still remain, and forever they will say just how much you love me. So I want to say, forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours.
My life belongs to you.
Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours.
My life belongs to you.
The nails in your hands, the nails in your feet, they tell me how much you love me. The thorns on your brow, they tell me how you bore so much shame to love me. Until the heavens pass away, all your scars will still remain, and forever they will say just how much you love me. So I want to say, forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours.
My life belongs to you.
Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours.
My life belongs to you.
Forever my love. My life is yours.
My life belongs to you.
Forever my love. Forever my heart. Forever my life is yours. The nails in your hands, the nails in your feet, they tell me how much you love me. The thorns on your brow, they tell me how you bore so much shame to love me. Until the heavens pass away, all your scars will still remain, and forever they will say just how much you love me. So I want to say, forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours.
My life belongs to you.
Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours. Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life. Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours. White as snow, white as snow, though my sins were like scarlet, Lord, I know, Lord, I know that I'm clean. Through the power of your blood, through the wonder of your love, through the faith in you, I know that I can be. White as snow, white as snow, though my sins were like scarlet, Lord, I know, Lord, I know. that I'm clean and forgiven through the power of your blood, through the wonder of your love, through the faith in you, I know that I can be white as snow.
I had the chance a couple years ago to go to Italy. And I got to see one of my favorite artists work there, Leonardo da Vinci. He's kind of an engineer slash artist slash I don't know what. And one of the areas I got to see was his painting in this old church in Milan. And walking into that old church, they have these pictures of what the church looked like right after World War II. And there's only one wall that stands in that church, bombed in maybe one of the most brutal bombing campaigns of World War II. One wall remains. The wall that remained on it was a painting. The painting of the Last Supper. I thought, that is interesting. This building, three walls are demolished, one wall remains, and it has on it the Last Supper. I don't know if I'm spiritualizing or what, but I thought, that is a great picture of, I believe, the power and strength of communion, because it was at the Last Supper that Jesus started this rite, this ordinance of communion. And I believe from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that something happens mysteriously in communion. I can't put my finger on it, I can't explain it, but in communion there's strength given. In fact, Paul would say some of you are sick, some of you are having problems because you haven't given communion worth. What does that mean, give it worth? It means it's not a half-calorie piece of bread and a little sip of juice. It is the body and blood of our Master, Jesus. And when you give it that worth, there's a fortifying that takes place inside of your life, where the bombs of the enemy, man, they may go off, but your wall stands. It remains. And so we get to this night be fortified, I believe, by the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, we do thank you for your body that was broken for us. By your stripes, Isaiah would say, we are healed. By the brokenness that you experienced, Lord, we then get to experience wholeness, completeness, fortification. And Lord, as we take part in your body this night, we give it worth. We say, Lord, come into us. We pray even as John the Baptist said, Lord, let us decrease and you increase in us. Come and be more. Come and take over our lives and control those areas, Lord, that are out of control. Come and fortify those parts of our lives where the enemy has bombed us, Lord. Do the work, Lord, that only you can, starting from the inside. And so, Lord, we partake of this body, giving it worth. Do the work that you only can, Lord. Let's take part in his body. And I thank you, Lord, that you didn't save us to leave us in the state of sin. But through your blood, you provided cleansing. You provided, Lord, remission of sin. So, Father, we ask this night that sin that may have run rampant through our temples, through our lives, Lord, would you put it into remission tonight? May, Lord, you break those bonds. May, Lord, you increase our resolve through the work of your blood. Bless us, we pray. Cleanse us, we ask. Purify us, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. You can drink of the cup.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and stand for this last song?
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He! We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He! Together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory, and it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown, and it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. Together we sing. Everyone sing. Here we go. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory.
Why don't you give the Lord a clap off?
All right. That was good. It's good to take communion, to be reminded once again of what we have to give thanks for. And I'm praying you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. By the way, if you're wondering, the office is going to be closed the rest of this week. And any Bible studies that were happening probably aren't happening. You might want to contact the leader of whatever Bible study you're going to, because I don't think they're happening. Most people are taking it off. But we'll be here Sunday, 9 and 11, so we hope to see you then. Tonight we have a bunch of stuff back there. Good stuff to eat. You can grab it and then come in here. That might be the only way it's going to work, because it's pretty small there. Feel free to eat, drink, hang out. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for coming tonight. God bless you guys.
Touched me, for you.